Hello, mates. My name is Tom. I run a company called FlexDApps with my co-founder, Alex. And we thought we would build something pretty fun. We're interested in finding out how to get users for decentralized applications. And one of the things that we see a lot of excitement around are DAOs, currently. There's a lot of people who are really interested in how do we govern stuff in a decentralized way and have lots of different stakeholders, and how do we reward those stakeholders, and so on. But it's really difficult, it seems, to get a lot of data about who is using DAOs and why they're doing so and which incentive mechanisms are working and which ones aren't, and that kind of stuff. So we were brainstorming one day, and we thought maybe it would be really interesting to test various incentive mechanisms for decentralized governance with video games. So we remembered an experiment called Twitch Plays Pokemon, which is from an Australian person developed in like 2014, where he put the game Pokemon on the streaming service Twitch, and anyone who typed a message into the Twitch chat had that message turned into a game command, and it was piped into the game, and it was chaos. It was really funny. And one really amazing thing that came out of that experiment was the fact that the game did actually end. People completed the game. So although there were 80,000 concurrent players on average, those players managed to beat Pokemon, which is a very complicated game for a computer to play anyway. So we did something similar. So we got Pokemon, and at the EdCon hackathon way back in March, we created a smart contract on a Loom network, and everyone's input into the game was piped into a smart contract, and we used the events to like feed into the game and all this kind of stuff. And the theory behind it is, could we figure out ways to reward people for participating in a game as arbitrary as Pokemon? That probably has a much wider reach in terms of the types of users that it could attract than something like a traditional DAO or some of the types of stuff that that we're building and we're showcasing you know, in the Ethereum community itself. So we put that in an application that we've built called Drop Party, which is like a bunch of different kind of Ethereum-based games. So they all run on layer two, and the focus of all of these things is like, how can we get lots of people to engage with blockchain tech and cryptocurrency tech without necessarily knowing they're doing so? So the frame is a bit silly, like it's all very kind of quirky and fun, and try to pack it full of memes. But we've got the DAO Pokemon, a game called Ethereum Galaxies, which is a scavenger hunt here at DevCon, so you can run around and collect a bunch of QR codes, and they'll appear as different stars in your galaxy, which is super cool. Game called Hacker Person, where you just kind of earn the internal currency, which is called Yeets, by smacking the keyboard. An NFT Obliterator, which lets you earn Yeets by destroying NFTs, and something which gives us your email address, which would be great. But yeah, so I don't know. I didn't really prepare a talk, so I'm just yelling stuff. But we enjoy building fun, decentralized applications. So if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, we're at FlexDApps. My email address is tom@flexdapps.com, and the website is flexdapps.com. But yeah, I hope that was fun and informative. Thanks.